Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1874, Raleigh Scott and his wife Nettie came to live on the southern Oregon coast, carrying all their possessions on two ponies. They purchased land in the small valley on the south-facing slope of Rocky Prairie Peak. Scott constructed a house, a store, a barn, and outbuildings equipped with 14 rental beds for travelers on the trail between present-day Gold Beach and the Chetco River. The couple called it Mountain Ranch. An overnight stay and meal cost 50 cents. Those who couldn't pay anything were as welcome as those who did. The Scots were generous hosts who kept their latch string on the outside of the door. Mountain Ranch became an important link and longtime social center for the region. Saturday night dances drew young and old out of the hills, gorges, and canyons. Scott also began to accumulate land, buying timber claims, or purchasing from neighbors selling out. At one time, the ranch totaled 9,000 acres. New transportation routes reduced the number of travelers, so the Scotts left ranch operations to their son and retired in Del Norte County, where they raised a herd of Holstein cows. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.